In Labor's latest election campaign, Premier Peter Beattie and Police Minister Judy Spence proposed $500,000 to fund a new high-tech crime task force to combat a steep increase in computer-related crime. High-tech crime refers to offences committed with the use of technology, like computers, ATMs, and the internet. It can take many forms, from data manipulation to identity theft and fraud, and can affect companies, organisations, and individuals. Detective Inspector Brian Hay of the Fraud and Corporate Crime Division, Queensland Police, says more and more people are at risk of high-tech crime.
We know that it's expanding. It's gone from the office to every desk to one in every home or one in every second home.
According to a survey carried out by the Australian Computer Emergency Response Team, companies and organisations can lose up to $40 million as a result of high-tech crime. In 2006, losses averaged around $50,000 for the companies surveyed. Ostcert, a member-funded organisation at the University of Queensland, monitors international computer-related security threats. Ostcert Operations Manager Carl Henmore says a unified approach to high-tech crime is needed to counter these losses.
By creating a specified unit to really tackle it head-on is a good step forward. It will complement the work that already goes on between Ostcert, the High-Tech Crime Centre and other agencies.
Due to the nature of high-tech crime, bringing offenders to justice is a significant challenge, as Carl Henmore explains.
What I tell you about high-tech crime is it is a borderless problem. The criminals who are perpetrating this do not need to be in your state or in your country to enact most of their crime.
High-tech computer crime occurs through many different methods. Carl Henmore says the most rampant method of exploiting a security hole is through the use of spyware, such as Trojan horses.
So if the attacker would like to use your computer to launch an attack against someone overseas, maybe a disgruntled ex-friend or a government department, that's quite possible. They'd like to use it to watch what emails you're typing to your friends. That's quite possible. They have control of your computer and they could use it as if, more or less, they were sitting in front of it.
The remote and anonymous nature of high-tech crime makes it virtually impossible to police in a traditional manner. Detective Inspector Brian Hay says protection of the Australian community is paramount.
If we can make it difficult for them to get to their victims here in Australia, then we achieve, a very significant outcome than if we were to focus our attention on running over and trying to identify who it is and lock them up.
Detective Inspector Brian Hay and Carl Henmore agree educating the Australian public about high-tech crime is one of the strongest defences against exploitation.
Be aware of what you're doing. Follow some basic steps, such as not running your brand new computer as administrator if you can possibly avoid it. Very few bad things can happen to you if you take that simple step, keeping your antivirus, anti-spam, anti-spyware all up to date. These are basic, simple things that every user can do that will do a good job at reducing the level of risk.